Is one of the songs nominated for Record of the Year at this Sunday's Grammy Awards. Hawaiian-born Bruno Mars singing Nothing on You. Mars is nominated for 7 Grammys in all. Other artists potentially heading for a big night, Jay-Z, Lady Antebellum, and Lady Gaga with 6 nominations each. So what can we expect from the Grammys this year? To give us a heads up, we've called on Jacob Gans. He blogs about music for NPR, and he took off his headphones for just long enough to join us from our studios in New York to tell us what's going on. Jacob, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what are you looking forward to?
I think with the Grammys every year, the awards kind of take a backseat to the performances. This year, there are a number of pairings that look interesting. Mick Jagger and Rafael Siddiq are going to perform together. CeeLo Green is going to perform with Gwyneth Paltrow and a bunch of Muppets, apparently.
And for people who don't know CeeLo Green, tell a little bit about why that's particularly amusing.
CeeLo is a R&B singer and was part of a hip-hop collective in Atlanta for a long time and has sort of slowly broken out into the mainstream over a number of years. He was nominated for a Record of the Year Grammy a few years ago as part of the group Gnarls Barkley, that song Crazy that I'm sure everybody has heard. This year he had a song under his own name, CeeLo Green, that I can't say on the air.
That's true. That's what's so funny about the fact that you can't say the title of his song on the air, but he's performing with the Muppets. But there is a clean version, a G version, G-rated there. Version. We'll play a little bit of Forget You. I picture the fool. And if you substitute Forget You for F You, then you get the version that's not safe for work.
Right.
Okay. So why do you think that's a hit?
I think that's a hit. I mean, that's the big question going into the Grammys is this a novelty song or is this a genuinely great song? And I think it's a song that's designed to be sort of a niche hit that people can chuckle over and enjoy in a very specific way. And then, you know, when it goes to a broader audience, which the Grammys very much represent, it is where sort of things get into a little bit of shaky territory.
I take your point that you made earlier that the Grammys are at least as much about the performances that night as they are about the awards. But people do follow the awards, like particularly, I think, for Record of the Year. Now, 4 of the 5 nominees for Record of the Year, including Bruno Mars, whom we heard earlier, have elements of R&B or hip-hop. And the other nominee is country group Lady Antebellum's Need You Now. I'll just play a little bit of that. Yes, a quarter after 1, I'm all alone and I need you now. And I said I wouldn't call, but I'm a little drunk and I need you now. And so who do you like for Record of the Year? What do you think?
For Record of the Year, I have to say that Lady Antebellum song seems to me like the gimme pick. It's, you know, it's the one that sort of appeals to the broadest audience. It's a classic melodic song. You know, it has the benefit of being the only one in the category that's sort of a classic rock type song. The other ones might potentially split the vote. If I had to pick another one that might come in as a dark horse, Empire State of Mind, just because Jay-Z hasn't won a huge award like that before. And that is an anthemic song the same way that a lot of big winners often are. The rest of them, you know, seem like
they're... We'll play a little bit of Jay-Z just so people can hear what we're talking about.
Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my Todd, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I'm on.
Definitely. So you think in a way it's like a makeup call for Jay-Z, like one of those, like, I hate to say this, but like Lifetime Achievement Award that should have been, you know.
It's a big issue with the Grammys in general. I mean, the Grammys are, the Grammys, it's a huge organization. They nominate pages and pages and pages of songs and artists and albums every year, and it's hard to keep up with exactly what's happening. And often the Grammys don't recognize things until a year or so after they've come into prominence. Yeah, and Jay-Z had his first number one hit with Empire State of Mind.
Okay.
You know, so it's not just the Grammys that were late recognizing him.
Speaking of a little late, maybe I'm wrong, but one nomination that surprised me was the cast of Glee for Don't Stop Believin'. Do you want to play a little bit just so people know what we're talking about, for people who haven't caught it? Here it is. Am I being mean, but aren't they a little late to the party on this one?
You could say that, yeah. I mean, this category in general is pretty weird. The category that song, Don't Stop Believin', is nominated in is the best pop performance by a duo or group with vocals. That song was originally released in 1981 by Journey. You know, Journey never won any Grammys itself. It does sort of seem like the Grammys are sort of acknowledging late that Glee is a massive pop cultural force and economic force as well. The singles that TV show generates sell extremely well. But, you know, that category that it's nominated in also includes the song Hey Soul Sister by Train, but not the version that everybody's heard. It's a live version from a bonus EP that the band put out. The original version was put out before the eligibility period for this Grammys and wasn't nominated in the last go-around because it wasn't a massive hit yet. So the Grammys, yeah, they do play catch-up.
There's a lot to keep up with. Okay, so Jacob, any dark horse you want to point us to? Or either that, or you could like place bets on what Lady Gaga's going to wear.
Honestly, the thing that people are going to be talking about is the new song that she's going to put out, and she's going to perform at the Grammys this weekend. I think that, you know, by the time the Grammys are over, everybody's going to be looking forward to the awards ceremony in 2012.
Okay. NPR music blogger Jacob Gantz joined us from our studios in New York. Jacob, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Grant Clark, Bridget Deshagas, Monica Ifstatieva, Lee Hill, Sanaz Meshkinpour, Veronica Miller, Emily Oxenschlager, Amita Parasher, and Amy Ta. Our intern is Rachel Otwell. Our editor is Kyle McKinnon. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She had a hand this week from Neil Tivolt. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. The executive producer is Tashima Walker. And remember, to tell us more, you can always go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can also follow us on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.